You like to rock, they like to ramble. Wanna do it together? This is Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glyn. Let's get ready to rumble!
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glyn.
And the Dirty Mouths.
And look who's in the studio tonight, kids.
Me.
Where have you been?
I've been busy.
Busy my fanny.
I work for a living.
We all know this. I work for a living, too. But where have you been?
I've been right around the corner in my office, sitting there, pushing paper around for 4 solid months.
Being lazy.
That's bullshit.
Being lazy. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it. You're just being lazy.
What?
Don't want me.
What? Can you hear me now?
Stop it. Welcome to episode 9 of Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glyn. This is going to be a long half hour.
We're going to call it the asshole show.
Watch your mouth!
Because you have a dirty mouth.
I haven't cursed yet.
You're always cursing because you have a dirty mouth.
We're on a professional show right now. I'm not cursing.
Okay, I'll stop using the A word.
Thank you. So we've got an eclectic mix of music for you tonight. We're going to be playing some music from the band.
Not right now. I am not done talking.
Devil's Envy out of Orlando. We're also going to be playing the band Evercross out of Joliet. We're also going to be playing our winner, who's getting a live Skype interview with Miss Ramble over here.
Joliet, Jake, and Elwood Blues?
No, will you stop? We're also going to be playing some music from The Buds and Raven Face, and there's going to be a lot of debauchery on this episode.
You know what Joliet is, right?
Not that kind of Joliet,
it's
meatball.
It's the Big House.
I'm not talking about that Joliet. Get your... Oh, my God.
And you said like you say Tarjay, like you say Joliet.
Will you just stop? Joliton. Do you know where Joliton is?
You said Joliet.
Shut up. I said it wrong, so bite me. Oh, my God.
She failed geography miserably.
We all know I failed geography miserably. Stop reminding the mass public, would you? So... Bring everybody up to date what's been going on with us.
Well, we have been rocking and rolling, rambling down the highway. Lord, I was born rambling.
Will you be serious for once? Are you going to be expelled from this podcast?
You want me, you got me.
I know, but you're going to be expelled because you're just awful tonight.
I was never expelled from school.
Oh, my God.
All right, so I'm here to make you people laugh, in case you didn't notice.
I'm the serious one.
She's the serious one. No, you're the funny one. I'm being serious over here.
You don't know how to be serious.
I always am serious.
God help me. Serious. All right, so bring up to par what we've been doing.
Okay, so after I was done pushing paper around for the first 120 days of the year, 14 hours a day because I do taxes. We jumped on a plane and flew to the Middle East. Now,
where in the Middle East?
We were not going to Iran. We were not going to
Iraq. Why not?
Why not? We were not going to Saudi Arabia.
Why not?
We went to Egypt.
And you kissed a camel and you liked it.
You kissed a jackass. Because you were an ass kisser.
So we went to Egypt courtesy of friendlyplanet.com. They're out of Jenkintown, Pennsylvania. And if you guys are probably thinking it's too good to be true, yeah, it really is, because they are a legitimate company. They've been around for many years, and we've gone to Hong Kong, Japan, China, and Egypt with these people. Mm-hmm. And we're currently considering trip number 5, but that's soon to be enough. That doesn't include the Germany, Canada, and Mexico trips that we've done ourselves.
Yes, we are travelers, but we travel low to the ground. We do it on a budget. We tell people how they can do it themselves.
Unless we're going to North Carolina, then we pack the kitchen sink.
Every vacation doesn't have to be $10,000.
No, this is true. This is true.
So, we did go to Egypt. It was $1,800 a person.
That's
that
it?
That included 4 days in Cairo and 4 days on a river
Dang.
Cruise.
Dang.
We cruised from Luxor to Aswan. We added
another that was a fun river cruise.
$300 at the end, which was for a special trip to Abu Simbel. And if anyone is familiar with southern Egypt, they have flooded out the whole river valley. They did it in the middle of the 1960s, but at the same time, they moved the temples.
This is why I like you on the show, because you're such an amazing narrator instead of a jokester.
And, I do my homework.
And yeah, that's the difference I don't.
Between Lucia and Glenn.
Lucia doesn't do her homework. She just shows up.
She has never done her homework. Ask her teacher.
Correction, I'm getting better.
Talk to her teacher.
Correction, I'm getting better. No, you have not spoken to any of my teachers. That is a lie.
I talked to your teacher.
You spoke to one. You spoke to one.
Not to enough.
Let's play some music. You're driving me crazy.
Blah, 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 blah.
Coming to you from Orlando, Florida. I almost said Orlando, PA.
Joliet.
That's the next band. Central Florida rock act that began by freely experimenting with metalcore sounds. They're now developing a new age hardcore feel. This is their single.
It sounds like you're reading that.
Shut up. This is their single track, Psycho. Excuse me while I go kill him.
I know the way you hide the pain inside and fake it all away.
was a little bit of Devil's Envy with Psycho, the single from 2018 for those guys. You can find them all over social media, so be sure to check these guys out. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, Sonic Bids, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify. No, that's Vimeo. Sorry, SoundCloud, and Patreon. These guys actually have a Patreon page set up, patreon.com/devilsenvy, where they are creating short comic series and music. So right now, they've got three patrons donating about $37 a month, and they're visually captivating artwork and short stories. And you could become a Patreon as well. Talk about Devil's Envy. They have a Patreon page. I like these guys already.
I love the Patreon concept. I watch a lot of YouTubers, and they have Patreon pages.
Speak up.
They have their Patreon pages, and it allows them to produce better content.
Oh, okay. You better check your levels over there, McFly. I don't know which one it is, but you don't light up when you're talking to the mic. You might want to check your connections there. Pumba.
Yours is only lighting up a little bit. How come mine's not lighting up at all?
I have no idea. Oh, brilliant. So something's wrong with our plug somewhere, or you just don't have everything turned up all the way like you should. There you go. There you go.
Well, is that mine or yours?
That's mine. There's yours.
Is that mine now?
That's yours now. Oh, we just have to listen to ourselves.
I hope you heard my entire rant earlier.
I'm sure they did. But yeah, Patreon concept, definitely. I definitely dig it, which you and I originally had a Patreon page. Whatever happened to that?
Nobody gave us any money.
Because you haven't been doing anything yet. So that's something we have to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Any poop. What else you got?
Well, what else I got is our stateside trips. Last weekend, we did the whole East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
We started off in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
We had a seminar to go to down there and did a little debauchery.
Debauchery.
Then we went to Washington, D.C. We hung out there for an entire day and an entire night. Charlotte, North Carolina for a night. And then we were off to Wilmington, North Carolina. We got to see the Solo movie, kill some time at the beach, swimming in the ocean, and hanging out by the poolside bar.
That was awesome.
We also got to partake in some of the culinary excitement that happens in Wilmington, North Carolina. This is a city of about 300,000 people, great music scene in the downtown, mm-hmm. great restaurant scene all around.
Mm-hmm. It was a good time.
We rode bicycles, too.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina Beach.
Oof, that was a long haul.
It's a long-ass bicycle ride.
Yeah, pretty much. But
so, got some more music for us?
I do. I do, I do, I do. Up next.
Let's do it.
Shut up. After our commercial, coming up next, you're going to like this band. I just found these guys today. They are sick. From Joliton, United States. They give you that little Metallica, Skillet Christian metal kind of feel. You know, that metal with a message. And they're from Nashville, Tennessee. Check it out. This is Evercross with Flatlined.
Are you an independent musician? How would you like to have your songs played on hundreds of radio stations just like the one you're listening to right now? Join MusicSubmit.com and we'll promote your music to radio stations and blogs in your genre. It's free to set up your account, and we guarantee your music will be considered for airplay by radio stations worldwide. Why not sign up today? It's free. MusicSubmit.com, radio promotion for indie musicians.
Paranoid, black out, creeping sight, I'm going.
And that was a little bit of flatlined by the guys in, what I say?
Juliet?
Evercross. Brand new band as of 2018, I guess. And you can find them all over CD Baby Facebook. What's this? Reverb Nation, YouTube, and more. So, you know, I really did miss you on this podcast.
You better.
Or what?
Or else.
Or else what?
Or else that's what.
Or else that's what? So, what else you got?
All right. These two guys, they walk into a bar and they ask the bartender whether there's baseball in heaven.
Did I say you could say jokes?
And they looked at each other and they couldn't decide whether there was baseball in heaven or not. So they looked up in heaven and they said, God, is there baseball in heaven? And the God says, I have bad news and I have good news. Which do you want first? He said, well, I want the good news. Well, the good news is that there is baseball in heaven. And they said, well, God, what's the bad news? He said, you're pitching next week.
I didn't say you could tell jokes on the show.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Why do women always have their eyes closed when they're making love?
Because you yell at me to be that way.
Because they can't stand to see a guy have a good time.
Oh, my God. You're awful. Awful. Absolutely awful.
I'm here to make you laugh.
Yeah, obviously. And this stuff on my hand reeks.
You stink.
Did you smell it?
I smell you.
No, did you smell my hand?
Yeah.
It smells awful.
Here, smell my finger.
No. No, thank you. Come on, what else you got? It's been a while.
All right, well, it's been a while because I'm so busy. But
you're not busy.
We're here right now. We're having a good time. And
what?
We're going out tonight. We're going to the movies.
Oh, what are we going to see?
I think we might go to see this movie called Adrift.
Oh, see, you're picking the movie again.
Well, whenever I ask you, you want to see, you say you decide.
I've told you a million times what movie I want to see. I tried getting movies in all week with you, and it's nothing.
Well, you have to log on to.
I have to log on to what? Come on.
Pickmymovies.com.
Pickmymovies.com. Since when? Mm-hmm. That's bullshit. Absolute bullshit.
All right, so the movie is called Adrift. Last weekend, we went to see Solo.
Solo was good, but the movies we've been watching during the week, Santorini Blue, Ibiza, Hair, and that other stupid movie. What was that other stupid movie?
Tempest.
Did you, like, live in a bubble back in the 70s or what?
No.
Liar. Nobody watches those movies. Nobody. And whoever invented Hair should be shot.
Hair was a wonderful
movie. Hair was awful.
You fell asleep.
You're damn right.
Because you're so tired.
It was awful. All the movies were awful. All four of them were awful.
This is the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius.
Stop! Okay, stop what you said. Just because you were what?
Aquarius.
You were 5 years old, maybe 15.
What?
Till the 80s? You were up.
The movie came out in 1979.
I don't care when it came out. It was
based in about 1969.
It sucked balls.
So when, in 1969, I was 3 years old when Vietnam was
happening. I don't care if you were a baby in your mother's womb.
In 1979, I would have been 13 years old. And you know what? I had the world by the
1979, short hairs. I was five. Mm-hmm. Okay? I don't want to remember the 70s for as long as I live.
She didn't do good in math either. She was
so full of shit.
Four in 19.
Depending on the month.
More.
Depending on the month. Jerk. You're a jerk.
For 11 solid months out of 1979, you were four.
What month did it come out? Enough said.
I will get you that information.
You don't know.
All right, play more music before you lick it up.
Nice. Next up, we are going to play a band for you. They are a UK-based metal band. They've released a new single. So when we play this song, think of roller coasters. Think of anything good coming out of Blackpool.
Cotton candy.
These guys have been on a creative hiatus for a long time, and this is how they're announcing their return. I can't take you today. But if you watch his video, there's actually a hit movie out there called Sin City. And the track itself that we're about to play called Fighters is from their upcoming album Breathe Again, which is set for release later this year. So without further ado, here's some Raven Face.
Have you not been filing tax returns every year by April 15th? Are you afraid to file because it's been so long? The tax professionals at Glenn D. Murphy Certified Public Accountants are here to help. Specializing in non-filers, 1099 miscellaneous and small businesses in all 50 states. We can prepare your returns from up to 10 years ago, and all work can be done remotely so you don't have to leave the comfort of your home. Call Glenn D. Murphy CPA today at 570-969-0850 or visit us on the web at www.gdmcpa.com. You'll be glad you did.
For me, 'cause I see all your face. auto detailing service where we pride ourselves in providing a high level of service and value to our customers. Over 13 years of auto detailing experience, you can be assured your automobile will always be cared for properly. Check us out on the web. We're in Scranton, PA at www.ricochetsrapiddetail.net.
All right, that was a little bit of Raven Face for you. You know I want to get on this next topic really bad, and you know I'm going to get away with it.
You don't even know what she said.
First of all, Roseanne Barr made a statement, and I'm disagreeing with everything that's going on right now.
What did she say?
I think you should have had it pulled up.
Well, I know what she said. Do you know what she said?
I know what she said, but I want you to say it.
You know who she was talking about?
I kind of have an idea, so why don't you enlighten us?
You kind of have an idea?
Come on, I want to debate here. Let's go.
No, I don't want to talk about Roseanne Barr. She said that President Obama's former chief of staff was like the child of a Muslim and Planet of the Apes guy.
Okay, stop right there, but it's okay for Samantha Bee to make a comment about Ivanka Trump, but she doesn't get her show canceled? Now, come on.
Cancel them all. They're trying to make television.
If any show, they should get rid of. Any show. Get rid of The View. All four of them got to go. All four. God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
I agree.
I never tune into The View, so I really don't have anything bad to say.
Yeah, I couldn't even get you to tune into America's Got Talent last night.
America didn't have talent last night, okay? That was mostly what it was. They were pulling these people up on stage, and then they were, like, booing them before the first word even came out of
their mouth. That's because they were awful. The four that they put in the row, from the magician to the clown to the girl with the doll and the other thing, they were just awful.
Well, the girl with the doll scared people on the Asia's Got Talent. Okay.
Oh. It cut. All right.
Cut you off.
It did cut me off, and I don't know why.
Well, let's get on with that.
That pisses me off. Anyhow, but wait. One more thing on that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The dancing crew from the Philippines were excellent.
The dancing crew was good. Okay.
They were.
The girl comedian, I didn't get to hear her piece, but she came off really good, 50-year-old comedian.
Right.
And what do you think about the guys spitting water at each other?
Oh, my God. That was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Simon Cowell booed them off.
I know.
Immediately.
But they still got 3 out of 4. They still got 3 out of 4.
Yeah, the rest of them were laughing it up, and I don't understand why.
I'll never understand it either. Who the hell knows? What else you got?
I got CJ Marsicano, who put a link on your post about Autobahn title and
tag. Yeah, what about it?
Do you have a commercial for them?
No.
No? Well, you should get a commercial for them.
Well, maybe I should.
Today was opening day, after all.
It was opening day.
Did you have paratroopers come in for opening day?
Paratroopers? What?
Yeah, parachute guys.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you have a ribbon-cutting ceremony with the mayor?
No.
Did you have a barbecue?
No.
No?
You were supposed to do all that. What?
Oh, that was all for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go have a barbecue because I'm hungry.
Well, we got more to go yet, so you ain't going anywhere just yet.
You better whisk it up.
Oh, shut up. Up next, we're going to play for you a rock and roll kind of band. 4 vocalists, lots of harmonies. They've toured with national acts throughout the U.S. They've played on many legendary stages, including the Whiskey A Go-Go, which you've never taken me there.
I have not taken you to the Whiskey A Go-Go, no.
So, we're going to Anaheim, correct?
Yes.
How far are we going to be from Los Angeles? An hour.
An hour.
Yeah, so guess what? Guess where you're taking me?
To the Go-Go?
Yeah, exactly. So, we're going to play a track for you off of... We're going to play a track for you off of the album Burn Down, the actual single itself, called Burn Down by the Buds. We'll be right back. of the Buds with Burn Down right here on Rock and Ramble with Lucci.
What are they burning down?
I don't know. You think I'm supposed to know it all?
So like that song, Burning Down the House.
How can you burn down the house? So what else you got?
Nothing. I'm getting excited about summer coming up.
Yeah.
We have passes for the beach in Seaside Heights.
Right.
The boardwalk, the water park, the rides, the go-karts, and I bought extra ones this time because we were having so much fun last time.
You
and the
did.
Fun ran out so fast.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
And we always love the Great American Boardwalk experience that Seaside Heights provides.
Yep.
And knowing that when the hurricane hit a couple of years ago, the boardwalk was wiped out. All the rides were wiped out.
Right.
But now the place has been rebuilt, and it is like brand spanking new.
Mm-hmm.
We like the fact that there's live music at a lot of venues on the boardwalk, and they have great seafood treats. They have great drink specials, and in the morning we get breakfast.
Indeed.
Before we ride our bikes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm real excited about going to the shore. And we're going to have to contact my buddy and see if he's got a shore house done yet.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have some place to stay for free.
That'd be cool. You like staying places for free.
I do like staying places for free. Remember, I have to call Green Beans Mama and find out more about the Carolina Beach timeshare.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be another beach vacation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
It's a bit of a drive, but we can kill two birds when we get down that way.
Agreed. So, last song of the podcast
is...
Well, wait a minute.
Drum roll, please.
Stop it. I don't even know. I think I screwed it up. Know. Yeah, I did. So, last month, I had put up a poll of all the bands that have been submitting their music to me via MusicSubmit.com.
Joliet.
Shut up.
I just want to throw that out there.
And so far... I think in the past 90 days, I've had 45 bands submit their stuff to me.
Damn.
And out of the 45, 13 were accepted, and I have their original music here, which is pretty cool. And I go out and I put this poll up. Now, the only thing that I told these bands was I told them just to promote it. You know, get your friends in on it. Get them to, you know, help you. And all that stuff. So, anyhow, I don't know why my poll is still active. There we go. So, I put it out there, and I asked these bands, you know, here's your votes. You know, let's see who does well. So, out of a total of, let's see, 27 bands. Okay, I'm not going to call up by names, but I will tell you this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 18 bands didn't even participate.
And?
Which left it with 9 bands competing for the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of these bands are from PA.
Okay.
Wait, we're not done.
PA's got talent.
These bands were from Italy, California, New York, Tennessee, Chicago, Illinois, New York City, Rome, Italy, Nova Scotia, Philly. Well, actually, there was a band in there from PA. Philadelphia band.
Yeah.
More California, Russia, Orlando, Joliton, Tennessee.
There That's you go.
All right. Who do you think took the prize?
Italy.
Okay. You're getting warm, so. Rome. Yeah. Yes, the Rome band. My
How
buddies.
That? How did I know that?
Shockproof, old school trash metal. These guys are going to be stoked when they find out that they got the interview. They got the most votes. They did what I asked. Power trio that is just into your mix of Anthrax and Motorhead. Now, I'm not an Anthrax fan at all. Although Joey Belladonna, the former lead singer of the band, is coming to Scranton, Pennsylvania a couple times.
Hell yeah.
And we're going to get to hang with him, which is pretty damn cool. We might not get an interview, but we get to hang out with him. That's what I was told.
You could buy him a beer.
I could. He likes to drink his whiskey. The band Motorhead, I really didn't get to know, but I would have loved to.
Lemmy.
Good old Lemmy. So, we're going to play for you a little bit of Shockproof off of the More Broken Chains album. And then we're going to close out the show with three commercials right after this, and we are done for this episode. So off of the More Broken Chains EP 2018, this is Shockproof with Ball and Chains. Glenn Murphy Photography, located at 711 Davis Street in Scranton, Pennsylvania, providing you quality pictures at affordable prices. Coming soon to a music scene near you.
Hey, Lucia, what are we doing tonight?
I don't know, Glenn. You tell me.
I got it. Download the One Way to Fun app. One Way, the number two, fun.
One Way to Fun? What's that?
One Way to Fun is an online resource for what to do, where to go, what to eat, and what you feel.
Really? Does it include where local bands are playing, too?
Of course, you can find your favorite local band, download One Way to Fun now.
Fantasmic! But I'm hungry, can we eat now?
Perfect. Where's the wing night, burger night, steak night, the happy hour?
Great! I'm going to download the Runway to Fun app right now!
Powered by 104.9. Terrific. Sound assembly required. Battery powered.
That's the end of this episode of Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glenn. If you liked what you heard, come and find us on Facebook at Lucia and Glenn. We're also at www.luciaandglenn.com. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Please do that. So until the next episode, we out of here. We out of here. We out of here.